Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Morning Playlist. I am your favorite cousin, Reese, and I am tired as hell. I literally just got out of the car from a 13-hour car ride. I had to go to my grandfather's funeral. I am beat beyond belief, but I'm here to deliver you another episode because I believe in consistency and I'm not finna bitch out on another episode just because I'm tired. So we're going to talk about a few things today. I really don't even have like a schedule or a plan because, to be honest, not much happened. But we're going to get something out of it. I know I do want to talk about Lizzo's album. I did hear that. I don't know. We're gonna make it through the. We're gonna make it through it today though. So we're gonna start off with some music just to get the gears flowing. First song on my list today, actually is from Lizzo. The song is called "Good as Hell."
Do my head toss, check my nails, baby. How you feeling? Good as hell. Head toss, check my nails, baby. How you feeling? Good as hell. Ooh, child, tired of the bullshit. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Yes, Lord, trying to get some new shit in there. Swimwear, going to the pool sheet. Come now, come dry your eyes. You know you a star, you can touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. If he don't love you anymore, just walk your fine ass out the door. I do my hair.
Psychedelic flow, I'm the dope and the antidote. Fade down the street from the package store. What you know? Going back and forth, in and out, moving lateral. Tools like mechanics, taking women for collateral. Put her on the saddle with a paddle and an Adderall. Just trying to straighten it out like Lattimore. Old time ass nigga, you are unemployed. I buy my girl a building with the furniture. You still getting the hair done, I'm on the tummy tuck. Yeah, I'm 2 Chainz, I'm on the double up. In the double R with a double cup. Yeah, double park at the W. I'm from the south side, gonna throw it up. Been around lane, niggas give me phobia. Every verse I do need a coroner. They say I'm heavy handed when I'm pouring up. But C level, I'm on G level. Long as she naked, I don't see naked. Money in the way, for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More than 3 naked, talk big flex. Hung the phone up, and she still texts. The money in the way, for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. It's definitely in the way, the bells will get replaced. in the safe, I put it in your face. They say life a bitch, we going on a date. I came from canned goods, I came from paper plates. God don't make mistakes, but he'll make a way. I got a pinky ring that cost about 80K. You was led astray, I'm about to set the pace. I think I'm booked up, but let me check the date. Watch my footsteps, yeah, ankle weights. Bought a new scale, trying to calibrate, trying to add it up, I'm trying to allocate. Rockin' reptile, talking alligator. You can clap that, talking patty cake. School of hard knocks, ye ain't graduate. Surround a bedroom with some yellow tape and some chalk lines, they gon' investigate. But C level, I'm on G level, long as she naked, I'm on C now. Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More than three niggas, talking big flicks, hung the phone off, and she still takes the money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way.
Chains with Money in the Way. So I think I just realized the reasoning behind not wanting to do pop culture shit on this podcast, and that's mainly because, nigga, I don't care. I don't care about none of this shit. I don't give a fuck about any of it. It's so boring. I'm looking at kind of just good because, you know, I've been engulfed with this funeral thing and hanging out with family and stuff like that. And I haven't really been paying attention. So I'm just kind of reading on this website, just seeing what happened. And it's all white people shit. I mean, if I go to the very top, the first thing I see is fucking Game of Thrones. I've made it very clear. I don't give a shit about Game of Thrones. They're talking about who's running for president in 2020. I don't give a shit about that either. There's a bunch of Coachella stuff. Apparently, Ariana Grande got Justin Bieber to come out. I don't give a fuck about that. Prince Harry and his wife are going to Africa for 6 months. It's like a whole bunch of shit that I just... And then it's like the next three things are Game of Thrones. Jesus Christ. I guess we can kind of talk about this Lori Loughlin thing that's been going around for like the past couple of weeks about her doing this whole college scandal thing. You know, pretty much... bribing motherfuckers to get her kids into college. I mean, if we're being realistic, if you got the money to do it, you're bribing motherfuckers to get your kids into college. That's just what happened. That's just what's happening. I'm not condoning it, nor do I feel very good about it, considering I feel like everybody should have a fair shake. If you're paying for your kid to get into some upscale kind of fucking college that most motherfuckers would have to work for, that is literally the definition of white privilege. But hey, if you have white privilege, why the fuck wouldn't you use it? I can kind of see both sides of the spectrum on that. Becky out here wilding. I don't know what the fuck she was thinking with this shit. And of course, she's the one bitch that they're just dragging through the fucking media. There's mad niggas in this shit, but she was the one that niggas was like, nah, fuck out of here, you're getting killed. We got this thing that happened with Kanye at the Coachella thing where he finally fucking performs this Sunday service that's been happening for like 3 to 4 fucking months under our noses, and it was like being recorded on somebody's Nokia phone. I'm gonna watch it. I'm very excited to see what the next Kanye album holds for us, only because I have been... The last couple of Kanye records I've enjoyed, but I've enjoyed enough for 1 to 2 listens, not necessarily to play all the time. There have been like standout Kanye records on those albums, but for the most part, it's just like, oh, well, that happened, and then we're gonna go to the next thing. So maybe these Sunday services, I have been hearing that these Sunday services are going to be the blueprint for this next Kanye album, and I'm excited for that. And then we have the Beyonce thing that happened where she dropped an album, another album, out of the fucking blue, because she's Beyonce and she can pretty much do whatever the fuck she wants. I'm very stoked on this new wave of just, I mean, it's not new anymore, but it's still fairly new to the masses, of just dropping albums out of the fucking blue and not telling anybody. Only Beyonce can do it like the right way, though. I do think she created it. It was not a thing before Beyonce where motherfuckers was just dropping albums out of nowhere. And on top of that, she's been the only person who she's the only person who has done it and then has been extremely successful. There have been some people who have dropped albums with no warning, but their albums come and go, whereas a Beyonce album is going to stay. However, you know what? I'm not going to get into Lizzo just yet, because I do want to make that the focal point of this podcast. Let's see, what else do we have? I mean, do you really give a shit that Adele and her husband split? I don't care. I mean, Adele always been fine to me, so I guess I'm kind of glad she's going to be single again. But then again, I never wish for happy homes to split. I don't know. It kind of sucks, though. But I know we're going to get a fire-ass album out of it. So it's going to be, what, 28? Does she go by threes? Or album titles? I don't know, man. Ain't shit to talk about today. I mean, I kind of wanted to come in here and half-ass it and just play songs, but I feel like that'd be super fucked up. What? There's a Cardi B and Jennifer Lopez movie? Do we want that? Do we want Jennifer Lopez acting? I don't think we want that. Niggas have been killing Jennifer Lopez recently because niggas are claiming that she's a culture vulture. I don't see it, but niggas have really good arguments for it. So, I guess there's that to that. What else am I seeing? There's a whole bunch of Justin Bieber shit. I don't give a shit. Oh, he wants that Laura Ooh, did I talk about the woman that got on there and was making jokes about Nipsey Hussle's death? Yeah, that's some bullshit. Yeah, I hope some bitches from Crenshaw beat the shit out of her. And let me just say, I don't condone violence, but I condone karma. When you talk about a great man like Nipsey Hussle in such a fashion that you're making light of him being shot and killed, all because yo dumbass confused him for YG and said that he made the fuck Donald Trump song, you're stupid. So yeah, I feel like you should get beat the fuck up for that. Oh man, it's just so much shit I don't care about. Project Runway is still a thing? It's all white people shit. Where, you know what? I think it's just because, you know what happened? I think Nipsey stopped like nigga news for some weeks, because I haven't seen a thing. So much shit I don't care about. But we're gonna continue to look for some stuff that should be entertaining. In the meantime, I'm gonna get right back into the music. This is Boogie with Sunroof.
Like my backwood when I got up, yeah, yeah. Like a kickback, throw that shit crack, it ain't shot up, yeah, yeah. You like tacos on a drunk night, you a club night without a dumb fight. You like Roscoe's on the next day, skipping all the traffic, know the best way. That's why I love you like the West Side. Fingers out the sunroof, won't you let your wings loose? Look at how your stress flies. Breaking down all the hate, yeah. Leave the smoke clouds full of pain, yeah. Like let it fall and tell Tony, Tony, Tony that it's cool if it rain here. Yeah. Like, oh, just look at the benefits.
Look at the benefits.
Despite knowing night, your whole life know its future is bright as the city we living in. I got your attention, now it's my intention to take all that tension and shit not to mention.
Love you like the West Side. Fingers out the sunroof, won't you let your wings loose? Look at how your stress flies. Can't take what's inside me, even when I'm far away. Love you like the West Side. Fingers out the sunroof, won't you let your wings loose? Look at how your stress flies. Can't take what's inside me.
Gotta shoot for your time, and I know that you're used to the vibes. The death of your stress and the birth of your next. Oh my God, what a beautiful crisis. You know that these girls in LA probably messy as shit, so it's cool that you private. You the sight that I see in my sight, and it's crazy. You turn around and still give me guidance. That shit's so inspiring, and I was gonna say you should give me a tour. I feel so safe in the midst of your war. Claim you and praise you, know the city is yours. Ride on your wave, no, I'm really sure, I'm really sure. I love you like the west side. Fingers out the sunroof, won't you let your wings loose? Look at how your stress fly. Can't take what's inside of me, even when I'm far away.
Love you like the west side. Fingers out the sunroof, won't you let your wings loose? Look at how your stress fly.
To the beat, y'all, and get don't stop, a freak, freak.
Oh, could it be that it was all just so simple then? A teenage love, but you say he's just a friend. He moved around and we kept in touch through his friend Mike. The world was young and we knew we couldn't rush, but whenever I got lonely or needed some advice, shoulder. His words were very nice, but that is all behind me, 'cause now there is no other. My love is his and his is mine. My friend became the love of my life. You are my friend,
love of my life.
I can't depend,
love of my life.
I found you, baby. Feels like a sample true love.
Broke up, got back together to get her back. I had the sweater, thought she rolled with bad boys forever. In many ways, them boys made it better to grow. I had to let her. She needed cheddar, and I understood that. Looking for cheese that don't make her a hood rat. In fact, she's a queen to me. Her light beams on me. I love it when she sings to me. It's like that.
Shit rock out. We're not playing around with that. That was Erykah Badu with Love of My Life. If you don't know that fucking song, then don't listen to me anymore. Jesus Christ. I mean, that's a fucking classic. I was gonna play the radio edit to Bag Lady, but as I was typing this shit in, I was like, nah, I'm not even gonna play myself. I'm gonna play the slap. That Boogie album, the Thirst 48, I actually heard both Thirst 48s on the road. Really good. The first one, mixing was kind of shoddy, but what do you expect? He has said in interviews that he recorded those two mixtapes in his room. And I'm pretty sure if he didn't do the mixing, a friend who doesn't really know how to mix very well did the mixing. So you can't really be mad at that type of shit. I always love to hear people's humble beginnings when listening to their earlier projects and how they weren't all the way there yet. Boogie has always been a great, great, great MC. And his music kind of speaks to a different level only because I thoroughly believe that Boogie will shoot you in the face. But he's also dealing with real nigga shit, going through heartbreak, going through just the issues with being broke and things of that nature. And I really love the fact that he chooses to speak on that more than he does his gangster days. So I did find some news. I don't know why I just said the term gangster days. Jesus Christ. I'm tired, y'all. But I did find some interesting things to talk about. The first one is not necessarily interesting, more than it is sad. Please send your prayers up for John Singleton. Don't know who that is. He is the director behind films like Boys in the Hood, Rosewood, Shaft, Too Fast, Too Furious, Four Brothers, just name a few. He also directed the music video for Remember the Time for Michael Jackson. As a side note, don't leave any bullshit comments about Michael Jackson on my shit. I don't give a fuck. I don't believe the accusations, and I stand firm in that. So if you want, we can fight, or you could just shut the fuck up on that. But please send your prayers up for John Singleton. He suffered a stroke recently. It does not say that he is dead, so that is a very, very, very good thing. It seems like that's not getting a lot of media coverage. So please send your thoughts and prayers to his family. Send your condolences. Pray that he gets well soon. We need black directors in this, especially in this climate. We need people like him. So please send your prayers up for that. moving right along, we do have news that DMX, one of the greatest MCs to ever face the world, to ever grace this planet, is going to be in a film, Chronicle of a Serial Killer. Now, I'm not going to read this shit because that's not even what I want to get into. What I want to get into is, you know, I agreed with Rory from the Joe Budden podcast when he said that the worst thing that DMX could do is get out of jail and get right back to work. And that's exactly what he did. I believe he did a show, a few shows, actually. And then now he's doing this fucking movie. And the reason why I'm not too thrilled about this news is because for the same reasons that Rory said, he has a lot of employees and I don't necessarily want there to be a hurry up and make us some money attitude with his staff, whomever is employed by DMX still. You know, he shouldn't necessarily be he shouldn't necessarily be back to work right away. He was gone for a year. That means he was gone for a year from his kids. He was gone for a year from his wife. He was gone and he was unable to do the things that he loves to do. And I understand that you want to go ahead and get right back to that shit. But X, you were going through some shit and you need to chill for a second, brother. This is very dangerous. And this is kind of how you got sucked into the spiral of bullshit in the first place. I don't know if this is going to be a good movie or not. I do remember DMX being very good in Belly, which, yes, I... Oh, and I did see him in... What was that movie with... Was it Jet Li? No, it was Romeo Must Die. Was Jet Li in that movie? I think Jet Li was in that movie. If he wasn't, I'm so sorry. But I do remember him being a good actor. However, I haven't seen X act in some years. But even in Belly, I kind of feel like DMX was just himself. I also remember watching him in a movie called Never Die Alone. I really liked that movie. But again, I just kind of felt like he played the same dude. So I guess in this movie, he's going to play a serial killer. I don't know. I don't know, man. I hope for the best for DMX, man. But he really should sit down. He's been through a lot in the past few years. There was that dumbass viral video of him, like, stealing a taxi. Oh, man. No. I don't want my legends ever going out like that ever again. And some more news. We got Kim Kardashian. You guys heard about how she is going to start her career in law. Well, I guess French Montana is talking to her about getting Max B out of jail. I mean, is that the person that he should be talking to? I mean, I thought Max B was getting out. Like, I could have swore we heard from Max and that he was on his way out. Like, Max is finna get the fuck out of jail. So why is French Montana talking to Kim Kardashian? My stance on the whole thing with Kim getting her law degree and all that other shit is kind of the same stance with everybody else who has a fucking brain. Her family is immersed in that. They come from that cloth. So I don't see why not. Not to mention, you got the bag. You not doing shit anyway, but showing your ass in pictures. You might as well make yourself useful. Especially since your husband is running around being a jackass, as Obama called him once. I have no problems with that, but I just don't know if Kim Kardashian is the person you should be talking to get your brother out of jail, bro. But hopefully it lands. Hopefully it lands. Hopefully it works out. I do want Max B to get out. I will admit I was born in 1993 and I'm not very versed in the legend of Max B, but I do understand and recognize that he is a legend and that he has been behind bars for some time. We do want him to get out. We don't ever want to see nobody sitting behind no goddamn jail cell. So prayers for Max B. I hope that he does get out. I hope that Kim Kardashian can make something pop with that. And hopefully in the near future, we'll see Max B walking the streets again. That would be very nice. A little bit of nostalgia when I hear that name. I do remember hearing old Max B songs and being like, yeah, this is, you know, the Dipset before Dipset was Dipset. You know what I'm saying? Do we give a fuck or are we surprised that Beyonce inked a $60 million Netflix deal? No, I'm not surprised. I have not seen the film yet. But I know Monique is pissed off. Oh shit, I knew this was gonna happen. Remy Ma punched Shorty from Love & Hip Hop. Oh, that's some ho shit. See, I don't condone that, because Shorty got on Instagram and snitched on Remy Ma. I'm not fucking with that, and I need some justice brought to this shit. I hope that Remy makes it past this, because to be quite honest, if you send Remy Ma back to jail, oh, bitch, you getting stumped the fuck out. That's not, I don't condone that bullshit. That's what's wrong with social media, man. Take your L in peace, bro. Quit being so anxious to get in front of a fucking cell phone camera and talk about how somebody violated you for doing something stupid, my nigga. That's what happens when you talk some shit, you get violated. That's what happens. Oh, that's super trash. Prayers for Remy, man. I feel like I'm sending a lot of prayers out today, and don't get me wrong, I'm always into sending prayers, but man, so much bullshit happening. It's just it's bothering me. Man, that sucks. Remy's gonna make it past this. We're gonna stay positive about it. Remy Ma is gonna get past this. She's gonna be on the next season of State of the Culture. Looking, Remy Ma, find it. Hell, bro. Remy Ma, hey, Pap, if you happen to scroll across this, I'm sorry, bro. I don't want no smoke. Remy Ma, I just bit my knuckles because y'all know you guys can't see me. Remy Ma looks great. But yeah, prayers for Remy, man. We're gonna get right back into the music. This is Toni Braxton and Left Eye with Gimme Some.
Coming soon, I bust and implode. Give me room. I keep it blazing. It's so amazing. The occasion that I am raising, massive body invasion. So what you saving all that love for? Open up your mind, explore and make it hardcore. I'll be your candy store, give you just a little more than what you bargained for. And if you're asking for some guidance, it's not a minus. I break it down to a science. Kitchen appliance, 69. Give me mine. I'll be your Valentine. 365 days. I want my sunshine. See, I've been waiting for the planet. Total eclipse on my lips until the end of time.
Gonna do. just gonna touch me till I'm through. Hey.
Goddamn, goddamn, 10 new friends. I got them all unlocking, it don't matter where I am. Cause they can make me feel like no one can. The way they keep it raining, I don't need no weatherman. Goddamn, goddamn, 10 new friends. I got them all unlocking, it don't matter where I am. They know just what I need and they don't ever tell me no. I know they don't be cheating cause they got nowhere to go. Oh my, oh my, just me and my woes. In the shower, in the mirror, even when I'm on the road. Hey, I got a meeting in my bedroom. And I might have lost one, but I got two hands that's gonna touch me till I'm through.
Is better than one. Thumbs up to that. Middle finger in the air. I hate myself. Yeah. Thumbs up to that. Middle finger in the air. I hate myself. Middle finger in the air. I hate myself.
Beyond what you mentioned, what you want from me, I could see little inclinations look like invitations. More low key with my natural nature, I would be all on that in like 3 seconds. Flat out patient though, don't patronize me if I need clarity. I mean, unspoken understandings are indeed rarities. I need you to
say it out loud.
Then it's Marco Polo till I'm on your way, fingers straight, trying to handle love. She said, oh, behave, I oblige. I don't do the Obi-Wan, never had the force facts. The vibe in the room is thick as a short stack. Still, I don't make a move until shorty endorsed that. Only portions till she releasing endorphins. I need you speak in case I'm tweaking and just seeing distortions. My breath start to shorten, I caution my court and your instruction important. Just
say it out loud.
We can do the wait if you can't more than whisper. I may not be the yin to your gang. Think you can't let me know that, shorty, how you figure.
I need you to tell me what you want.
What you want. I could cut the tension in the room with a butter knife.
Ooh,
say it out loud.
Listen as I issue as we come into this space. My voice is a sweet song and it leads you to my place. If we flip the script, we can make our own magic. Listen to me when you hear me say it now. Sometimes I don't want to say stop, and sometimes I don't want to say no. Sometimes I ain't gonna want to say don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. The love we mix in the moment, changeable like the ocean. So if you can get the right notion, I
Yeah, that was Mick Jenkins with Consensual Seduction. Sorry, I almost fucked that whole shit up. I was thinking of Sensual Seduction by Snoop Dogg, but that was Consensual Seduction by Mick Jenkins. Kareem Bailey Ray sounding glorious on that. I haven't heard her in a while, so it was real good to hear her voice for the first time in a while. And also we have, right before that, Victoria Monet with 10 New Friends. One of the best songs about masturbation I've ever heard, and I literally played that song out on the road. I actually heard Life After Love Part 1 and 2 on the road as well. I listen to a lot of music, and I want to get into the kind of the standout record that I played multiple times on the road, Lizzo, her new record, 'Cause I Love You. Wow, that's a good fucking record. I do want to kind of speak to maybe in a later podcast about the dislike, or maybe it isn't a dislike, maybe it's a perched ear to the shorter album craze that's going on right now. That album was, I do believe, 11 songs, 33 minutes, very fucking short. If you blink, you'll miss it, but I do believe that it was accredited mostly to how well it flowed. It was such a good coming of age for Lizzo. I just realized that she was 30, and I was like, oh my god, you're on the bad side of 25. I thought she was younger than that, and that's not because I feel like her music is immature, but just because she's so full of life. One thing that I feel like is going to be her staple in music, if she continues to grow the way that she is that she is just super likable, super charismatic. She fucking goes for it. She's just a good piece of art. She a fine ass woman too, but she makes really good fucking records. They're very sassy, they're very truth to heart, they're very energetic. I kind of liken her a little bit to Beyonce, which was interesting because she actually surpassed Beyonce's album this weekend for the number one slot on the iTunes charts. I'm very happy for that. I have been kind of fucking with Lizzo when I first heard Boys, and there was another record that I heard that was also really good. She makes really good fucking music, man. I heard that, and then I went back and heard her EP Coconut Oil because I hadn't heard it yet, which, you know, that song Good As Hell comes from. I think that was maybe her breakout record that got her to where she is now. I also just, as getting all the songs for this playlist, I noticed that she was on the New Eyes record from Clean Bandit, and I did not know that. And I've heard that record, and I guess I just totally fucking missed it. So Lizzo's been around for a very long time. I'm very happy for her. She seems to be living her best life as of current. I'm stoked to see what's next for her. Hopefully some more collaborations with bigger names. Hopefully a Beyonce feature. That would be fucking insane. The Missy record was, oh man, the Missy record was fucking good too. I want to see her. She had Gucci Mane on the record. That Gucci Mane rapping over instrumentation like that, it was just so, it just felt like it shouldn't have worked, but it worked. I know that Lizzo began as a rapper, and now she's singing, and damn, does that girl have some pipes. She plays the flute amazingly. It was just a good fucking record. If you're not familiar with her, up on her music, aware of her existence, you should really listen to that Lizzo 'Cause I Love You album. It's so good. I played that shit like 4 times, no cap. It was so good. Solid fucking record, not a misstep. And you know the funny shit is, when the 'Cause I Love You single came out, I didn't like it at all. I thought she was doing the kind of singer hiccup thing that singers who can't sing do, and it was just annoying and loud. But in the context of the record, it's like a glove. Damn it, it's so good. Very, very good record from Lizzo there. I'm gonna be playing that shit all week, I can tell. And now, you know what the funny shit is, I have been anticipating this record. And when you anticipate an album in 2019, more times than not, the album's gonna come out, it's gonna be rushed or bad or just uninspired. But no, it was so much shit. It was so much shit. And she did an interview with Zachary Campbell that was also very good, and she was kind of going through the backstory. This is pre 'Cause I Love You. He pretty much had the interview pre-recorded and then just dropped it close to the date, if not on the date that the album came out. But it was a good interview. It was very funny, and you could just tell she's the light of so many people's lives. You could just tell she is loved. She is loved. She is adored. God bless her. I hope for more good things for Lizzo in the future. I'm so happy for her. Man, I can't even really put into words how much I enjoyed that record. It was so good. So fucking good. It was short. It was short, but I think that was just because she wanted to get straight to the point. She didn't want no bullshit. You could tell that they took their time on that record. You could tell that they decided that they were going to put some new narratives into place and they were going to try and change some shit with this record. I do see Lizzo in the future doing the same thing that Chance the Rapper did, going on to talk about issues in America and be more on the political side of things and be more on the conscious side of things. Just because you make sassy music that speaks to yourself and to others who are like you doesn't necessarily mean that you can't speak to people who do not look like you. Doesn't necessarily mean that you can't make things that will inspire other people to go and do what you have done. So good for you. Good for you, Lizzo. Good for fucking you. Good for you. I'm so happy for her. Let's see what else. We have Chucky, brand new Chucky coming out. Don't really give a fuck, but if you care, there's a new Child's Play coming out, and there's a reboot, and there's a trailer out, and there's a thing. Rihanna, the Guava Island thing. I haven't seen it yet. I've been on the road, as I just have told you 33 fucking times, but I've heard it's good. And I mean, everything that Donald Glover / Childish Gambino does is really good. So are you surprised there? Rihanna is thanking Donald Glover for her appearance in that movie. She obviously plays the love interest, because not to be inappropriate here, but who doesn't want to be Rihanna's love interest? Literally everyone in the world wants to be Rihanna's love interest. And she says that it was the greatest experience. So I'm happy that she had a good time with that. I've never seen a John Wick movie a day in my life, but apparently there's a new one. John Wick 3 is coming out, so there's that. What else do we have here? Oh, Disney pledges $5 million to rebuilding Notre Dame Cathedral. Don't care. It's just a whole bunch of I don't care. Kind of just want to talk about music. That Anderson .Paak record is really fucking good too. I finally heard that. I gotta hear it again. First listen never really does the ear any justice, so you do have to play multiple albums, you know, or albums multiple times, excuse me. What else did I hear? I heard something else that I've been trying to hear from that Andre 3000 verse on that. Man, look, bro, I don't know what niggas is putting in the water, but Andre 3000 is still on game, still on point, not missing a beat. If niggas wanted to make an argument for him being the greatest rapper to live, bro, I'm not gonna argue with you at all. Let's see, what else do we have here? I really just added a whole bunch of Lizzo to my phone, to be completely honest with you, because I knew that's what I was gonna listen to on the road. Yeah, man, I'm just going to kind of leave that segment at that, to be honest with you, because you need to go hear that Lizzo album. Stop this podcast. Fuck this podcast, because I ain't talking about shit today. I'm very boring. I'm very all over the place. It's really just because I've been up since 6 a.m., because that's when I got home, and I immediately walked in to start this podcast. So don't even mind me. Just go hear this Lizzo album. We're going to get right back into the music. No games attached at all. We're going to take it back just a little bit. Show you guys that I have an eclectic side as well. This is Luther Vandross. That's right. That's right. I'm doing it. Luther Vandross with Any Love.
Speak to myself sometimes, and I say, oh my, in a lot of ways you're a lucky guy, and oh, now all you need is a chance to try, and in love, crying and let me out. Hey, are all those feelings that I want to touch any love? What a world for the lonely kind. Sometimes I feel I'm gone.
Can anybody tell me just where to find any love? Any love? Any love? Try to think positive, and I pray for someone good to give any love. Love is sweet and so divine, and I can't wait for my love light to shine, to shine. Can anybody tell me where I can find any love? Any love, that oh, everyone needs a love, no doubt. Any love, any love, yeah. Everybody feels alone without any love,
any love,
any love. And I know there's someone waiting for me to enter my life. Come into my life.
They tear down, kinda crazy how we got a lead scare. Like they don't walk around with lead there. My city wild, hard for you to even move around like you the man here. Cause the mindset is so cramped here. So the moment anybody bubble, they gon' try popping at you. Do you get it now? As a kid, I grew up looking up to the dope dealers with the box Chevys on 28s, peanut butter seats with the candy paint, and the 808s that bang just like Kirko. And I've evolved from a Urkel to a Stefan, not a competition getting stepped on. They ain't wanna believe I was next on. They gon' hate to believe I'm the best on. Had dreams of this shit back in the day, now my face is what they put their breast on.
Baby, we could do it, take my time, do it right. Baby, we could do it, take my time, do it right. Baby, we could do it, take my time, do it right. We could do it, baby, do it tonight. Baby, we could do it, take my time, do it right. We could do it, baby, do it tonight, ay.
Had to check my watch, it says my time. I've been up for like 3 months straight. My eyes bloodshot red like stop signs. My fans know damn well I ain't a stop sign. Cause nigga, I'm on go. The niggas that that are still around me know damn well this is all or nothing, but I'm never nothing. All my haters better crown me. Y'all the ones that turn me into the man that you hear today. So don't consider this a thank you, but just know you're part of why I'm here today. And if any of y'all are listening, I ain't need a gold chain for y'all to know a nigga glistening, cause I've been glistening since birth, nigga. I'd have been through the worst.
Baby, we could do it, take my time, do it right. Baby, we could do it, take my time, do it right. Baby, we could do it, take my time, do it right. We could do it, baby, do it tonight. Baby, we could do it, take my time, do it right. We could do it, baby, do it tonight, ay.
Nothing even matters. 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 Nothing even matters.
greatest R&B songs to ever be recorded from one of the greatest hip-hop slash R&B albums to ever be made. I'm not going to debate you about it. That was Lauryn Hill and D'Angelo with Nothing Even Matters. The song before that, young guy, don't know where he's from. He's a YouTuber, but sometimes he makes really good songs. His name is Bees. The song was Take My Time. Kind of want to talk about the success of this podcast. It's building slowly, which is amazing considering I don't promote it. I don't tell people about it. Excuse me. That was so rude. I haven't told a single soul about this podcast at all, except for a few people like I mentioned in earlier episodes. But those few people, I don't think I've even spoken to about this podcast as of recent. So if they're listening, thank you. I think it speaks, or it needs to be spoken to, about how difficult it is to do an entire podcast in secret by yourself. So thank you to all who listen. I am gaining listeners each week, so I do appreciate that. If you guys would like to donate a couple dollars here and there just so I can monetize this podcast and continue to do it, as I've mentioned in earlier episodes, I literally am using other people's work to move this podcast along. So obviously I cannot monetize it. As you probably have noticed, this podcast is not on Spotify yet. I highly doubt that it will be on Spotify, because how can Spotify market a podcast that is literally playing other people's shit? So if you want to send a couple dollars to my wallet on my Anchor page, it's right there in the front, please do so. Every little bit counts. And if you want to, I did have a few emails, but because of the fact that I'm just so underprepared, I'm tired as fuck. I should really go to bed because I have to be at work in a few hours, but I probably won't. Probably gonna work out, take a shower, and just make the best of the day. But I did have some emails, but I chose to just put off on them to the end of next month, because April had just been a whirlwind of things happening, and I kind of just want to get it over with and get it out of my face, to be completely honest with you. So thanks to everybody who listens. If you would like to send an email, please do. themorningplaylist@yahoo.com, and I'll be reading emails at the end of every month starting next month for sure, no cap. Ask me whatever you want to ask me. If you want to just, you know, make some comments, tell me how I can make this thing better, make it flow better, because it is just me, and more times than not, I'm just freestyling. So, you know, it's very hit and miss, and I want to get to a point where I'm very hit. You know, I think the only person that can successfully do a podcast by himself is Bill Burr, and even that's hard. It's hard to do. So I kind of thought about bringing in a co-host, but then that would defeat the whole purpose of me doing a podcast a secret, not to mention who would want to come in on this crazy idea of doing a podcast where nobody knows that you're the one doing it. So I'm probably going to continue to do this by myself, and I accept all criticism. I take all consideration into whatever you tell me that you think I should be doing. And yeah, so please help me out. Let's continue to make this a thing. I'm having a lot of fun, I'm not going to lie to you. As tired as I am, I just rushed in the house ready to do this thing, man. So thank you so much for listening. Going to get right back into the music for just a bit. This is one of my favorite songs off of the EP4. This is Queen Herbie with Nintendo.
I put on some makeup, pick me up in your car. Tell me about your day over some drinks at the bar. 8 months ago I met you and I'm still hanging on. This margarita's talking but you give no response. Spend all your time correcting everybody, you ain't with me. What about the time you slipped and accidentally kissed me? No, I'm in too deep now, what can I do about it, baby, baby? You play me out like a Nintendo, I keep my feelings on the down low. Stuck on the level of a friend zone. I need a miracle to keep my patience. Do me Luigi, all your friends know. Take all my coin and then you head home. If it's game over, then just say so. Why do you always change the conversation? Why do talking to girls.
Why,
looking
why?
At your mouth, trying to make out the words.
Why,
I have to play it cool and tell myself there's a chance. I never volunteered for this embarrassing dance. Spend all your time correcting everybody, you ain't with me. What about the time you slipped and accidentally kissed me? No, I'm in too deep now. What can I do about it, baby, baby? You play me out like a Nintendo.
Time never get back. Sesame buns, I'ma kiss ass. Lie to myself when it is that. Can't do much with a wrist snap. Do too much with your six pack. Held you down like a big strap. Drop these cues, but you missed that. Yeah. Shit show, open mic, no lights. This is where I go right. This is where I don't fight anyone you know around here talking boundaries. Maybe if I leave, he won't wanna live without me.
You play me out like a Nintendo. I keep my feelings on the down low. Stuck on the level of a friend zone. I need a miracle to keep my patience. You meet Luigi, all your friends on. Take all my coin and then you head home. If it's game over, then just say so. Why do you always change the conversation?
Queen Herbie with Nintendo. We're going to end this podcast here today. Again, I'd like to thank everybody who listens and everybody who supports me in any way that you possibly can. Share this with your friends. Let people know that this thing is a thing. And hopefully next week, I'll be back with a little bit more coherent of a podcast. But right now, I'm tired of shit. I'm finna get into bed and go to sleep for a couple hours. And hopefully next week, there'll be more topics. Goddamn, I feel like there was just nothing going on. So yeah, I'm going to cleanse myself of this dumbass, this just mess of a fucking month. And we'll be back next week with clear mind, clear heads. And that's just that with that. So I'm going to leave you with the opening song to Anderson .Paak's new record. This is him featuring Andre 3000. This is Come Home. I will see you guys next week. You guys take care. Bye.
Worth
Yeah, all I need, all of me on my knees. Normally, harmony, bumblebee, hummingbird. I'm a nerd, study you. What do you WWF? We fighting, we might need counseling, possibly more so. Me sounds to me, frowns will be grounds to leave. Hounds will be looking for you before you drop a tear. I pray them stop pretending that I ain't him. I ain't them. Them some dumpling. I remember when you start dying them silver hairs and start hiding from your age. I ask why, how come? Amazing how time can run away from us. I'm no nun, you're no priest, but I promise, hun, you gon' see a phenomenon. Come with me like it's Ramadan. I don't eat like it's Comic-Con. I'm a freak for you. Yeah. I'm begging now, pretty please, with cherries on top. Harry, witch, white, Harriet Tubman, don't give up. And if your gut tells you to strut, then I'll hail you a car. But what man won't beg? You know I'm nutmeg. I will show up on a little moped with a little puppet. It'll be fluffy. We will untough and we can discuss it. You know I'm suffering. I don't miss my friend. I don't like my fin. Bent up silicone. Well, that's illiform. Sweet stuff. Willowong. We stuck. Billabong. Leaks that minimum. We gon' get along. Peace and intercom. Jesus been along. T-I-M-E-M. Please, I'm feeling dumb. Please, I'm feeling dumb. Please, I'm feeling dumb.